Live from the College of Communication, Arts and Sciences at Michigan State University, it is now time to go beyond the X's and the O's with WKAR's current sports.
You want to go after an athlete, one of my athletes, come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Well, I'm the best corner in the game. When you try me with a star receiver like Crabtree, that's the result you're going to get.
Yes, did I express to them I was mad? I was furious. Just furious.
I know my wife will at least shut fake one time.
We talking about practice, not a game.
And I told our players, you need to be more like a dog. We don't need a bunch of cats in here. Looking in the mirror. Do I look good? I got my extra bands on. I got my other shoes on. Be a dog. We don't need no meows. We don't need no cat.
Here's your host, L. Martin.
What is up, beautiful people? Yes, it is about that time. Happy Tuesday, December 3rd, 2019 to you all. I hope your week is going great as you get back in the groove of things after the Thanksgiving holiday, the final month of the year. How about that? And tonight is a pretty big night here in the local sporting community. And let's be honest here, when it comes to college sports, there will be many, many eyes centered on Duke and Michigan State men's basketball tonight. That's right, right down the street from here, at the College of Communication, Arts, and Sciences building where WKAR makes its home, where Current Sports makes its home, right down the street at the Breslin Center. Tonight at 9:30 p.m., the Blue Devils will visit the Breslin Center for just the second time. How about that? And this is a big game. Big game. I mean, tickets are, like, right now, so high. The prices for tickets for this game are ridiculously high. But you know what? You're in sport. You're in for a special treat today, Current Sports fans. At least one of you will be. Because we are going to give the opportunity to two of our listeners to win a pair of tickets to tonight's Michigan State and Duke game. Yeah, I'm holding them in my hand right now. You can see them on the Facebook live stream right now. And Jack is chiming in my ear saying the live stream is down. No, it's actually up. Just whoever called in and said that has horrible internet. So step your game up. yeah, the live stream is up. We're actually getting some comments right now. But if you're watching that live stream, I'm holding up two tickets to Duke and Michigan State tonight, 9:30. These tickets can be yours. You'll find out how in just a moment. All right, we're going to make you earn these because they are such a hot commodity, and it would be a crime if I was just to say, hey, well, here you go. Here you go, Bill from St. John's or Sean from DeWitt. You know, we are going to make you earn these babies. You'll find out how in just a moment. Also, we're going to be breaking down this game. This is a very fun early season matchup. Also want to note that Draymond Green, he will be in the house tonight. Because Draymond, Day-Day, he'll be making his presence felt due to the fact that his jersey, his number 23, will be retired. That's right, his jersey will be sent to the Raptors, and no Michigan State men's basketball player from this date forward will be able to wear the number 23. All right, and you know, the rumor mill is out there, and Steve Kerr, head coach of the Golden State Warriors, he may be present. Also was reading an article that alluded to the fact that maybe Steph Curry of the Warriors may be present, maybe Klay Thompson, and some other NBA Golden State Warriors teammates of Draymond's. And how about the Warriors this year, though? My goodness, have they fallen. They actually have the NBA's worst record right now. Can you believe that? Crazy, crazy, crazy stuff. The NBA has certainly shifted in power right now. But that's neither here nor there. Focusing on Draymond getting his number retired and focusing on the chances that Michigan State can beat the Duke Blue Devils, can possibly hand them a loss just like Stephen F. Austin did not too long ago. That was surprising, right? So we'll be giving away those tickets. We'll be previewing the matchup. And then to close out the show, to further talk about tonight's matchup, to show you just how big this game is, this dude has flown in all the way from the ATL. Atlanta, Georgia. Deshaun Tate will be in the house covering tonight's game for CBS Radio. And Deshaun Tate is going to make a stop live to the Current Sports Studios. Yeah, right here in Studio S, we'll have Deshaun Tate from Atlanta joining me on the air to break down this matchup and to give his thoughts on this matchup and the college basketball world. Again, this matchup is a part of the Big Ten ACC Challenge. And, you know, it says a 9:30 p.m. tip time, but it may be a little longer. That's depending on how game one goes, because the Michigan Wolverines will be taking on number one Louisville tonight. And Michigan is ranked number four in the nation due to how they were able to handle business in the Bahamas in the Battle for Atlantis tournament. So, yeah, it could push this game tonight. You know, we may see like a 9:40 start time. Who knows? I'm hoping that Michigan and Louisville doesn't go to like overtime, because, you know, a 9:30 tip time, it's already going to be a late, late night for many of you Michigan State fans, especially for us media members. So, yeah, get your coffee ready. All right. All right. Before we dive into all that fun talking about Michigan State and Duke, you know what's next. We've got Jack Kerwin behind the glass. He has also done a great job prepping how we are going to give away today's tickets for Blue Devils and Spartans. Shout out to Jack. Jack Kerwin is behind the glass as we push along and bring to you now your Current Sports Quick Hit Headliners. We start here, Michigan State and Duke, as I've been talking about for the last 7 minutes now. The Spartans will play host to the Duke Blue Devils. This will be a number 10 versus number 11 matchup, Duke being ranked 10 in the nation, Michigan State 11th. The Duke Blue Devils have a record of 7-1. Again, that only blemished coming at the hands of Stephen F. Austin. A huge upset there no one really saw coming. And Michigan State sitting at 5-2 won the season. So that tip time is scheduled to be around 9:30 p.m. And I say around because Michigan will be taking on Louisville at 7:30 p.m. The Wolverines will be on the road for that matchup. And shout out to Juwan Howard, as he has the Michigan Wolverines looking pretty good, at least to start the year in his young tenure as head coach of the Maize and Blue. So good. Again, they won that Battle for Atlantis tournament out in the Bahamas, propelling that national ranking to number four. So number four versus number one in game one, Michigan and Louisville, Louisville being the number one team. All right. Also, the Michigan State PNC Achiever Student Athletes for the month of November are David Dow for MSU football and Annie Fuller of women's cross country. Dow, of course, is a senior safety from Northridge, Ohio, receiving his degree in advertising management in December of 2018. He is working on an advanced degree now in kinesiology on the field. Dow has been a three-year starter for the Spartans, earning all Big Ten honors in 2017, first team, and 2018, third team. Fuller is a senior from Manistee, Michigan, majoring in kinesiology. She helped the Spartans to a sixth-place finish at the NCAA Cross Country Championship in November, earning her second consecutive All-American honor. Previously, she placed in second place in the Great Lakes Regional and third at the Big Ten Championship, leading the team to titles in both events. So congratulations to both David Dow and Annie Fuller. All right, Jim Harbaugh is due a pay raise as the head coach of the Michigan football team next month. that will push his yearly compensation at Michigan north of $8 million. And there's a chance that it could be more moolah. The Wolverines head coach, who is closing out his fifth year in Ann Arbor, has a clause in his contract that calls for a 10% raise in both his base salary and lucrative, quote, additional compensation portion of his deal on January 11th of next year. So how about that? Mediocrity for Jim Harbaugh still breeds big paychecks. So his contract that called for a 10% raise after the 2017 season will net $605,000 in base salary beginning next month and $5.445 million in, quote, additional compensation. Now, that brings his yearly earnings to $8.05 million. That's when you factor in a supplemental yearly $2 million life insurance policy he's eligible to draw from. So dollar bill, y'all, for Jim Harbaugh. Why would you ever leave Michigan when you can produce the way he's produced and still get paid that kind of money? All right, former tennis coach at Lansing Catholic High School is suing the Catholic Diocese of Lansing, claiming the school officials misled parents into thinking he was fired from the job when he had actually been able to retire. His name is Ron Lanfair. He is the longtime boys varsity tennis coach and ministry director. He filed a lawsuit in April alleging that school officials, in an intentionally misleading message to parents, implied they had fired Lanfair in 2017 following inappropriate text messages with a student, when instead Lanfair had been left to peacefully retire. The lawsuit specifically names the Diocese of Lansing, Bishop Earl Boyer, Lansing Catholic High School, and Principal Doug Moore, and seeks to recover more than $25,000 in damages for defamation and intentional infliction of emotional distress. So the complaint also contends school officials painted Lanfair in a false light. So that story coming courtesy of the Lansing State Journal. All right, on to the pros now, as the Detroit Red Wings, they fell to the New York Islanders last night. 4-1 the final there, as the Islanders improve to 18-5-2, and the Red Wings fall to 7-20-3 on the year. And the Detroit Pistons will be in action tonight on the road, taking on the 5-14 Cleveland Cavaliers. The Pistons are 7-13 and coming off that win 2 days ago now against the San Antonio Spurs, in which Christian Wood had a breakout performance of a career-high 28 points. And in last night's Monday Night Football action, we saw the Seattle Seahawks beat the Minnesota Vikings, led by former Michigan State quarterback Kirk Cousins, 37-30, the final win that game. And, you know, Minnesota possibly had a chance to tie that game, but a kickoff return fumble led to the L for the Vikings. So the Vikings are now 8-4 on the year, and Seattle moves to 10-2 as Russell Wilson continues to make his case for MVP of the league, even though I think that Lamar Jackson is the clear front runner right now. But, man, Russell Wilson has played really well this season. Okay, that does it for your current sports quick hit headliners. You can weigh in on social media at facebook.com/WKAR News. Comment below that video, or you can tweet us. Tweet me directly at Al Martin, WKAR, or tweet the show at WKAR News. Let's go. We'll be right back. right, folks. Tonight is the night Michigan State men's basketball will play host to the Duke Blue Devils. We'll see if Michigan State can go undefeated on the year against Duke. If you remember back in March, the madness that is March Madness, Michigan State actually beat Zion Williamson, Cam Reddish, and company to move on in the NCAA tournament. Kenny Goins with that huge legendary bucket, right? And now Michigan State and Duke will play again, this time in East Lansing. Tonight at 9:30 p.m., approximately 9:30 p.m. And right now, I want to start the show because we've got a loaded show. You're going to hear the thoughts of Jack Kerwin and I on this matchup tonight, what we predict and what we expect to see, what must Michigan State do to pull out the win over Coach K. And we all know the time is, though. With the exception of what happened in March, Duke is usually a bugaboo for him. You know, a very annoying team, and Coach K has usually had Tom Izzo's number. So we'll see what happens tonight. Before we dive into that preview, we
undefeated also, in the year 2019, though.
You did mention that.
Undefeated in the year 2019.
Yes, Tom Izzo was undefeated in 2019, at least so far. We'll see if that continues tonight. We'll welcome Deshaun Tate of CBS Radio down in Atlanta, 92.9 The Game. Deshaun is in town. Shows you how big this game is, right? They call it the big hitters. Deshaun will be in town covering that game at the Breslin tonight. I'll be present as well. Alec Rio will be alongside me providing coverage for you guys. It's going to be a late night for us, but a fun night. So I'm looking forward to it. Before we get to all of that, I want to give away a pair of tickets to you guys to that game. All right, and you guys know we make you earn them here on WKAR's Current Sports. So I believe it's going to happen before the game. Official word hasn't come out whether it's going to be before the game or at halftime. I doubt at the end of the game because ESPN wants that footage to show throughout the entire broadcast, right? But Draymond Green will be getting his number retired tonight. Draymond Green, who had such an illustrious career here at Michigan State, goes on to the NBA, drafted by the Golden State Warriors, totally underrated, and then goes on to be an instrumental part of the Golden State Warriors dynasty. They were a dynasty. We can put that word on the Warriors. He will be in town tonight to get his jersey retired. So in honor of Draymond Green, this is how we're going to let you earn these tickets. We're going to have a trivia session between two of you guys. All right? And in honor of Draymond Green's number 23 that will be hung to the rafters, Jack, let's go with callers number 2 and 3. Callers number 2 and 3 will earn a chance to be on the air right now and earn these tickets. 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. Again, that is 517-355-9527. If you want to check out Michigan State and Duke tonight, we've got two tickets for you. So you and a friend or a family member or a loved one can just go out there and enjoy tonight's game. 517-355-9527. Callers number 2 and 3. Just say what up, though, to Jack. Got to say what up, though. No, you don't have to say what up, though. Just say, hey, Jack, I want to win these tickets. So, again, number 2 and 3, though, because I know. I'm sure, because I got hit up about these tickets weeks in advance. I'm sure many of you were just waiting by that phone, trying to be caller number 1 and just call up early. And I'm like, you know what? Okay, let's go caller number 2 and 3 then. All right. So, yeah, and we've got some trivia that we'll have some fun with today. And this is going to be a matchup that is going to be close, I believe. You know, Michigan State is now, and hopefully, you know, hopefully Michigan State is looking at this matchup. Hopefully Tom Izzo is looking at this matchup and saying to himself, all right, I've got a recent win against Coach K and Duke. I really believe that Izzo has looked at this matchup and overthought a bit about the Duke Blue Devils because of his record, because that record isn't great against Coach K. And, you know, I think Tom Izzo is probably looking at this matchup now and just kind of saying, all right, Coach K is not immortal here. He can be beaten. The Blue Devils are just like, they're just not like any other team in college basketball. I mean, they're elite. But that intimidation factor, I'll just say this, that intimidation factor isn't what it used to be. Hopefully, that's the mindset that Tom Izzo has tonight. And then looking at how, you know, how Duke was actually beaten, you know, by Stephen F. Austin, They're vulnerable right now. They are vulnerable. So, again, we'll preview that matchup in just a moment. But, hey, it's time. We do have two callers who were quick to the punch. And these are the two current sports listeners who have a chance at winning a pair of tickets to check out tonight's big matchup, Spartans and Blue Devils. We've got Mark from Lansing on line one, and we've got Steve from Jackson on line two. Mark, first, welcome to the show. How you doing, Mark? Welcome to Current Sports.
I'm doing all right.
And Steve, welcome to Current Sports. How you doing, Steve?
All right. How you doing, Al?
Doing fantastic. All right. First off, I want to say good luck to you both. This is how we're going to do this thing. Jack has prepped a few questions that center on Michigan State and Duke men's basketball. And what we're going to do here, we're not going to do it where, okay, if I ask you a question, Steve, you know, if you get it wrong, Mark has a chance to steal it. We're just going to go, look, if you get it wrong, we got another question prepped for Mark. And the first person to five correct answers will win the tickets. How's that sound, fellas?
All right. Sounds good.
Okay, and who was the first caller, Jack? Who was the first caller between Mark and Steve?
I got Mark from Lansing on line one. I got Steve from Jackson on line two.
So Mark was the first caller.
Sure. I don't know. He's on line one. So
okay,
yeah.
He's on line one, so I'm assuming, yeah, he was the first caller. So that means that Mark will get the first stab at the first question. Then. Let's
yeah,
do that.
Yeah.
Okay, we've got some music prepped, courtesy of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, and this will play throughout. We got that? You can pump that up a little bit, Jack. Awesome. Love it. We add some intensity to this segment, okay? Okay, you guys ready? You ready, fellas?
Yep.
Okay, Mark, I'm going to start with you. This is your first question, okay? And again, first one to five wins. Mark, two freshmen exploded during the Sweet 16 last year for Michigan State. Gabe Brown and Aaron Henry propelled Michigan State over LSU to eventually, of course, face Duke in the Elite Eight. How many points did the two combine for? Take your time. I'll give you 20 seconds on that to ponder that. Again, two freshmen exploded during the Sweet 16. Gabe Brown and Aaron Henry, how many points did the two combine for? I know that's a tough one, Mark. That's a really tough one off rip.
In the Sweet 16 game.
Yep, in the Sweet 16.
29.
Unfortunately, you are wrong. This is a really tough one. 35 points is the correct answer. Aaron Henry had 20. Brown had 15. That's a really tough question, courtesy of Jack. If you want to hate somebody, hate Jack on that one. That's a really specific question there. Okay. All right, Steve, you ready?
Yep.
Okay, Steve. Who is winning? This is a much easier one. Who is winning at halftime of last year's matchup between Duke and Michigan State? Well, actually, it's not that easy because you got to give me who is winning and by how much.
Can you repeat that question again?
Definitely. Who is winning at halftime of last season's matchup between Duke and Michigan State and by how much?
I'm going to have to say Michigan State was winning by four.
Ooh, nailed it. All right, Steve, you are correct. Yes, it was Michigan State by four. Not only did you get the team right, but you got the you know, how many points they were leading by as well. Awesome stuff, Steve. Okay, Mark, it's back to you, all right? You got to get back in this thing. You ready? All right, Mark, how many players from Michigan State finished in double figures of last year's game between Duke and Michigan State? Again, how many players from Michigan State finished in double figures of last year's matchup between Duke and Michigan State in March Madness?
Any clues?
I can't do that, no. It'll be too easy if I gave you a clue, Mark.
four. He said four.
He said four. Mark, you said four? Is that your final answer?
That's my final answer.
Oh, you were off one. It was three. You went one too many. Three players finished in double figures of last year's March Madness matchup between Duke and Michigan State. Those players were Cassius Winston, who had 20, Xavier Tillman, who had 19, and Kenny Goins, who had 10. And three of those 10, of course, were big, really, really big. Okay, all right, so it goes back to Steve now. All right, Steve, one of Duke's notable players did not start last season's tournament game against Michigan State due to a quote-unquote injury, but was then subbed into the game prior to the under-16 timeout of the first half, and he played the rest of the game. Who was this player, Mark?
I'm going to say Nick Ward.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
No. It was actually Cam Reddish was the player. Again, if you listen to the question, I said one of Duke's notable players.
Oh, Duke. I thought you said State.
No, it was Cam Reddish of the Duke Blue Devils. So what's the tally right now?
Steve is winning 1-0.
Steve is 2-0, right? Is it 2-0?
No, 1-0. They both had two questions.
Okay.
Steve got his first one right, and Mark is 0-2. Looking to come back here.
Gotcha. Can you keep a tally of that in the notes for me there, Jack? Thank you so much, man. All right, so it goes to Steve now, right? We're on Steve now.
Goes to Mark now.
Oh, it's on Mark now. That was Steve?
Correct.
Gotcha. Okay, Mark. Mark, you ready?
Yeah, how long do you have on the air?
What's that? I'm sorry.
How long are you on the air?
Till 2:00, so we got to speed this thing up. We got this, though. Okay. What college did Tom Izzo graduate from?
Northern Michigan.
Damn. Easy. Good stuff. Okay, so that was Mark, right? So Mark gets a point there. All right, Steve, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What Spartan held Terrence Williams, who's a forward, in 2009 Elite Eight, that March 29th, 2009 Elite Eight matchup, what Spartan held Terrence Williams to just 5 points in that game? He's a defensive specialist back in that time.
Will you repeat the question, please?
Yes, definitely. Again, what player in March of 2009 held Terrence Williams of Louisville in that Elite Eight matchup to just 5 points? What player was guarding Terrence Williams?
Yeah.
Anything? Any guess?
I'm going to have to go with Raymar Morgan, maybe?
No, it was actually Travis Walton. Okay, and Jack made a good point. At this rate, we may have to go 1-3. All right, so what's the score right now, Jack?
We're at 1-1, and Mark is back up.
1-1. Question is now on Mark. Okay. All right, Mark. Let's see here. What high school did Kalen Lucas attend?
What high school? Say again?
What high school did 2009 Spartan starting point guard Kalen Lucas attend?
Detroit Country Day.
No. Orchard Lake St. Mary's.
That's a good guess. Pretty close.
That was a really, really good guess there. Okay, on Steve now. On Steve. All right, what team did Michigan State beat, Steve, in March of 09 to get to the Elite Eight?
Connecticut?
No, Kansas. All right, Mark, back to you. Let's see here. Which one of these players from the 2000 National Championship team was not from Flint, Michigan, was not a Flintstone. Was it Mateen Cleaves? Was it Morris Peterson? Was it Charlie Bell? Or was it Jason Richardson?
Mateen.
No, it was Jason Richardson. That was not from Flint. Are we still at 1-1 right now? Okay.
Yeah, you should probably give Steve a multiple choice question too if you have one.
Yeah, that's a good. Okay, I do have one here. This is on Steve, right? So this is Steve now. All right, Steve. Which one of these MSU basketball players never won Big Ten Player of the Year, Steve? Was it Scott Skiles? Was it Mateen Cleaves? Was it Morris Peterson? Or was it Irvin Magic Johnson?
Morris Peterson?
No, it was Irvin Magic Johnson, actually. All right, back to you, Mark. Man, I'm running out of questions here. Okay, what team did MSU play in 1979 to win a national championship? Every Spartan should know this.
In 79.
Come on now.
Oh, my God. I know it's all this
city. Larry Bird was on this team.
Oh, yeah, Indiana State.
There we go. Okay, I had to because of time. All right, what is it? Is it tied now, 2-2? Or no, Jack?
That's 2-1 for Mark.
For Mark. Okay, Steve, you got to tie this thing up. Boy.
Shit.
Okay, what is the official name of the hardwood home for the 2009 Michigan State Spartans basketball team?
Oh, Ford Field.
What? Did you say Ford Field?
Yeah.
No. The Jack Breslin Center. The Breslin Center.
Oh, I thought you meant the Final Four.
No, no. The way the question is phrased, I guess, can throw you off. What is the official name of the hardwood home of the 2009 Michigan State Spartans basketball team?
Jack Breslin Center.
Yeah. Oh, can't give that. Okay. All right, which team? This is back on Mark now. I'm getting confused. All right, back to Mark now. You're up, Mark. Mark can close this thing out if he gets this one right. Mark, if you get this question right, you'll be heading to tonight's Michigan State and Duke matchup. No pressure here. But which team did Michigan State? I don't know if I like this question. No, never mind. Let's not do that one. That was way, 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 way too easy. Give me a second here. Who was the head coach of Michigan State basketball immediately before Hall of Famer Judd Heathcote?
Let's see.
Bam. There it is. Do we have any congratulatory music there for Mark? Congratulations, Mark. You are heading to the Breslin Center tonight to check out Michigan State and Duke. But, Steve, thank you so much, Steve. You fought a good fight. All right? You fought a good fight, Steve. Thank you so much, man. All right, Mark, stay on the line. Jack is going to let you know how you can pick up these tickets. That was a battle to the end. Yeah, if we did five, we'll probably be here till 2 p.m. So congratulations, all right? All right, let's hit our first break. When we come back, we'll have a bit of a preview of Michigan State and Duke tonight as Mark puts Steve to bed there in a very thrilling trivia battle between Mark and Steve. All right, we'll be right back, folks. You are listening to the Tuesday edition of WKAR's Current Sports. Thank you. All right, welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. That was pretty fun. As we had two callers, Mark and Steve. Thanks to Mark and Steve for calling in, being the callers 2 and 3, and competing for a pair of tickets to check out Michigan State and Duke. Mark won those tickets. Congratulations to him. It is going to be a very packed house tonight when it comes to MSU and Duke. You know, this is a game that has, you know, two of the blue bloods, two of, you know, the many blue bloods in college basketball going at it. And, you know, it's been a rivalry. Well, I wouldn't say a rivalry. It's been a matchup between Tom Izzo and Coach K that Coach K has pretty much dominated. I don't think you can call it a rivalry when Coach K has such a huge record against Tom Izzo, even though Tom
undefeated
Izzo,
in 2019.
Yeah, even though Tom Izzo did win earlier on this year, and you know I don't want to downplay this game because again it's still Michigan State and Duke, but Duke right now is sitting at 7-1. They were upset by Stephen F. Austin earlier this season in what was a huge upset. Nobody saw that one coming. And Michigan State has two losses on the year, one to Kentucky. To start the season, you remember that that early November matchup in which Kentucky won 69-62. And then later on in the month, we saw Virginia Tech, an unranked Virginia Tech, beat Michigan State 71-66. So, which was a bit shocking as well. But still, Michigan State is the 11th ranked team in the nation. Duke is the 10th ranked team in the nation. And anytime you talk about Duke and Michigan State and Coach K and Tom Izzo, both of those names and both of these programs garner a ton of respect. But we did think that this was going to be maybe, hopefully, a 1-versus-2 matchup. So it could have been when the season began a month ago. But and it won't be a battle of top 10 teams either because Michigan State is right on the outside looking in when it comes to the top 10. But still, you know, Coach K bringing his Blue Devils to Michigan State for just the second time, the Breslin Center is going to be absolutely rocking. Students are going to be crazy. The Izzone hopefully brings it. I'm sure they're going to bring it. I mean, it's Duke for goodness sake. And the first time that the Blue Devils traveled to East Lansing was exactly 16 years ago. That was a 72-50 Duke win on December 3rd of 2003. So to the day, 16 years ago, Duke and Michigan State played here in East Lansing, and that was a 72-50 win in favor of Coach K. But I think it's just going to be at a different level tonight. It's going to be a crazy, crazy atmosphere. And these are two teams that, frankly, are still trying to figure out themselves. You know, what I would personally want to see tonight, first off, you guys know I've been beating this horse since last season when it comes to Michigan State. Cassius Winston is the engine that makes this whole thing go for Michigan State. If Michigan State is going to have any chance, Cassius Winston has to play well. And, oh, by the way, Michigan State starters can't get into early foul trouble. That has been a problem for Michigan State in the early goings of this season. You know, we've seen Cassius go out early. And if he goes out early, you better believe that the Blue Devils are going to chomp at the bit and foam at the mouth and say, all right, it's time for us to pounce on this team early and see if we can get out to an early lead in this game. But, you know, both teams did experience major roster turnover since that NCAA tournament matchup back in Washington to close out the month of March on March 31st. And, you know, that was a 68-67 win on that Kenny Goins three-pointer with 34 seconds left to play. That will go down as one of the most iconic shots in Michigan State men's basketball history. And that sent Tom Izzo to his 8th Final Four and gave him his second victory. Yeah, just second victory over Coach K in 13 meetings. That's how much Coach K has dominated this matchup. Cassius Winston had 20 points. He's the player that dribbled out that Elite Eight win. You saw Aaron Henry and Xavier Tillman. They both started in that game. And right now, when it comes to Winston, Henry, and Tillman, those three account for 42 of the Spartans' 80.9 points per game average this season. Those three, you know, I always say Cassius Winston has to play well. But again, this season, in combination with Winston, Tillman and Henry also have to play well. A problem for X-Man, Tillman, has been his turnovers and how Tillman at times can't go out and get a bucket offensively. I've seen much of Xavier Tillman's points come off of misses from other players in which he's playing cleanup man and going and hitting the glass. I want to see more of X maybe creating his shot down low. And also, Aaron Henry cannot be tentative. I want to see Aaron Henry be aggressive early, often, and throughout this game. Because I really believe that Aaron Henry is becoming maybe the go-to guy offensively for this team. And I really like how Tom Izzo has experimented with moving Aaron at times to the one and had Cassius play off as the two guard. And Aaron Henry has found Cassius Winston numerous times throughout this season, camped out behind the three-point line for a mid-range jumper, and Cassius has filled up the basket. So I really like how that experiment has been going for Michigan State. But you look at that first matchup earlier on, March 31st, NCAA tournament, Kenny Goins hitting that huge shot. Goins, Matt McQuaid, Nick Ward are big losses for this team. And their absence has certainly been felt from a lineup that got even younger when Joshua Langford was lost before the season even started. Okay, and that did include, yeah, that 71-66 loss to Virginia Tech. And Duke is different, too. I mean, that Duke team that played Michigan State earlier on this season does not have the superstar. And by the way, I'm still waiting on this superstar to make his debut in the NBA, seeing as though he's just sitting on the bench due to injury and not helping my fantasy basketball team out, that being Zion Williamson, who was one and done, along with Cam Reddish, who was one and done, and R.J. Barrett, who was one and done. So the Blue Devils right now, they start four freshmen. Cassius Stanley, so you'll see another Cassius tonight. Wendell Moore. Then you have Vernon Carey Jr. and Matthew Hunt at forward. So Stanley Moore, Carey Jr., and Matthew Hunt, those are four young starters, starting four freshmen. Then you have sophomore guard Trey Jones. So, you know, this is a very young Blue Devils team, and that certainly played into that upset loss against Stephen F. Austin. And not to mention also senior forward Javen Delaurier and junior guard Alex O'Connell. They come off the bench after starting the MSU game back in March, actually. And senior forward Jack White is also a key contributor. So, you know, and looking at that Stephen F. Austin loss, that was an 85-83 overtime loss. That snapped a win streak of 150 games in the non-conference. Isn't that crazy? A 150-game home non-conference win streak. So impressive. So impressive. So, I really believe that this is a team that Michigan State can give a run, a legit run for its money tonight, because you can look at the Stephen F. Austin game. This team is so young. Michigan State was ranked in the preseason number one for a reason because of all the weapons that they do have, the experience mixed with talent and also young talent. Maybe this is the game that Rocket Watts explodes for a double-digit scoring effort. I'm really hoping that we can see him get his footing in this game tonight as well. And maybe this is a breakout game, all of the lights shining right on him. Maybe he rises to the occasion tonight. I'm going to be looking at that as well. But, you know, and look at this matchup. You know, the Spartans, who have not beaten Duke in four Big Ten ACC Challenge games, they have been on really a physical and emotional roller coaster. They really have. I mean, you open up with that number one loss to Kentucky in the Champions Classic, and then Cassius Winston. And I do believe this is maybe playing a factor. And I don't want to use this as an excuse for every Cassius Winston bad performance that he may have this season. But you better believe, man, that every time Cassius Winston goes out there and tries to perform in front of thousands and thousands of people, you know, and his brother passing away, I have to believe that this is something that I just can't stop thinking about. How does Cassius Winston go out there, put that emotional heavy burden aside, and go out there and try to win a basketball game? I'm not using it as an excuse for Cassius anytime he goes out there and maybe has a lackluster performance, but you better believe that This is something that is heavy on Cassius Winston's mind and does make it hard at times to go out there and play a basketball game. I just can't ignore that. So that's something that I always think about with Cassius. And with that being said, that is why it is so important for Cassius to get help on a game-by-game basis. Other guys have to step up and play well, and play consistently well. So I'm a little concerned about that. And this is not, you know, also, again, this is going to hit Cassius the hardest because this is his brother who passed away. But this has also been an emotional ripple effect, and I'm sure has affected his teammates as well. So playing with that emotional burden, you hope that the game of basketball can be your outlet, can be your release, can be your therapy session to get your mind off of that heaviness. And I'm sure it plays a factor. So and maybe they can use it as a rallying cry to win for Zach. So the key matchups for me, that battle at point guard between Winston and Jones will be key. You know, how does Trey Jones match up against Cassius Winston and vice versa? You know, Jones played all 40 minutes in that Elite Eight game. He scored just 4 points, though. He was 2 of 5, added 5 assists, though, and had 4 rebounds, just 1 turnover. You got to take care of the basketball when you play the Duke Blue Devils. If you do not, they will burn you. That is what Coach K does. If you make mistakes against a team like Duke, like turning the ball over, you will dig yourself a hole that is going to be very hard to climb out of. So right now, though, Jones is averaging 15 points and 7 assists on the year. So he's upped his numbers. And I feel like a lot of those numbers last season had to do with the fact that you did have, like, you know, Cam Reddish and Zion Williamson and RJ Barrett on the team. So Winston right now leads MSU, averaging about 18 points per game, 6 assists per game. And again, you got to limit those turnovers. Duke forces, actually, and this is not good if you're reading this, but Duke forces 18.8 turnovers per game. That includes forcing 28 turnovers against Kansas at the Champions Classic. They are a very good defensive team. So if you are Cassius Winston and the rest of those guards, and even Xavier Tillman, because I told you, Xavier Tillman has had some really bad turnovers when the ball is dumped down to him in the post. You have to take care of the basketball, period. Simple as that. Also, that low post matchup between Tillman and Carey, that's been talked about a lot by many media members who cover college basketball. Carey was actually recruited by Izzo. So I'm hoping that the Izzo and Jack maybe gives Carey some problems tonight, maybe heckle him a little bit. You know, the Izzo is going to have to be on another level tonight, I believe. You know, Izzo, if you felt like you've been slighted when talking about the best fan bases, the best student sections in college basketball, well, tonight will be your platform to show up and show out. I want to see a lot of that, you know, the false counting down of the shot clock. I want to see a lot of that tonight. Maybe it forces those young pups to get a bit confused and forces some turnovers on their parts, or at least an early shot or three. But I'm looking forward to seeing how the Izzone handles tonight. And, yeah, you know, heckle Carey. You know, if you feel slighted that Carey didn't come here to East Lansing to ball out for Tom Izzo, let him know that. See if you can get in his head a bit. I love stuff like that. So, you know, Tillman is going to have to be big, though. I think tonight, if I'm choosing an X factor for me, Jack, that X factor is going to have to be Xavier Tillman. If he can go out there and score, and when it's dumped down to him, make good decisions when it comes to picking and choosing when to be aggressive to the basket, and then if a guy does double down to find an open player, Xavier Tillman is going to have to play well. And if he does, Michigan State. That's right. There we go. Thank you, DMX. Xavier Tillman is going to have to play very well. And if he does, Michigan State has a really good shot at winning this game.
No, I got no problem with that. I mean, X is your X factor. I like it. And you know what? I mean, people talk about Cassius putting up, I think, 20 points last year against Duke. But Xavier Tillman had a double-double in that game. He had 19 and 10, so he was the X factor then. He did well enough against Zion Williamson. Obviously, nobody in college basketball could really guard Zion because, I mean, he was a freak in nature. But, no, I agree with that. And I think, to your point, Aaron Henry and then Gabe Brown as well. I think Gabe, for me, probably needs to see a few more minutes than what he's seen so far just because, you know, Rocket Watts has been able to do some things off the dribble to create shots for himself, but he hasn't necessarily worked incredibly well within the scope of the offense yet. So I'd like to see a few more minutes from Gabe Brown and let him get a couple more shots up. And, you know, I think if MSU shoots the ball well, particularly with Aaron Henry and Gabe Brown, that's going to give him the best shot to win.
real quick, score prediction. Who wins tonight and by how much?
Okay, so the line is MSU -5, and I don't think there's any way they cover that.
Michigan
so
State is actually the favorite.
They are a 5-point favorite. That's a lot. I'm picking Duke on that all day long. But we'll say, no, I can't even pick Michigan State to win this game. I'll say Duke 71, Michigan State 68.
Okay, you're going Duke to get the dub here. I am too. I'm going Michigan State 71, Duke 83. So, there we go.
Oh, I hope not.
Yeah,
that's
where I'm going. That's where I'm going with it. Deshaun Tate has joined us. We have about 7 minutes left here in the hour. Deshaun Tate, you know it's a big game when they bring in the big gun, like Deshaun Tate from CBS Radio, 92.9 The Game. He is a Lansing native, and he is not shy in letting us all know that he is the biggest Michigan State basketball fan in the world. You see him here right now on the Facebook live stream. Deshaun, good to see you, my man. How you doing?
Al Martin. Al, my boy, Martin. You said bringing in the big gun.
You flew in for this one.
Dude, BB gun is a gun, right? As long as BB guns is still a gun, then we good. Nah, man, I'm happy to be here, dude. Of course, somebody say Michigan State against Duke, and they bringing them in for the first time since, what, like 04 or something like that. Of course I got to be here. Ain't no other place I'd rather be. They could be playing this game on the moon. They play the game on the moon, I need credentials to the moon. Bring the whole astronaut suit, the whole nine.
Definitely. Well, you're here today, all right? You got your astronaut suit and all.
No doubt.
I want to hear your thoughts. We only got 7 minutes left here in the hour. I want to get right to it. How do you see this matchup for Michigan State? Duke, of course, losing to Stephen F. Austin. Nobody saw that coming. That was a huge upset. Michigan State already with two losses on the record right now. Those were against legit competition, though, Virginia Tech and Kentucky to start the season. How do you see this matchup tonight?
Well, Duke's going to, you know, one thing about Duke, they look to seem like they've gone back to the old school way of playing that they used to be before they started getting all the top-notch five-star recruits and all that type of stuff. And I know that they have a couple on this team as well, but this team definitely looks different in terms of just looking at it with the optics. You know, you don't have they're not rolling out the Zions and the RJs and all those guys out there. They're focused on locking down on the defensive end. So from that standpoint, it's going to be very, very critical watching the point guard position matchup. Obviously, Cassius Winston, who's the leading scorer of this team, the leader, the captain, the head honcho, the everything. And Trey Jones is obviously, you know, one of the best perimeter defenders, if not the best in the country. So I think it's going to come down to much of that. Hopefully, you know, I keep my fingers crossed, toes crossed, eyes crossed, everything crossed that it doesn't come down to a coaching edge. Yeah. Because I haven't been feeling good, not even just because I think Coach K is the best in this business, but just because I haven't been feeling really good about some of the rotations and substitution things I think that Tom Izzo is still trying to work out and figure out, especially when it comes to Marcus Bingham. But I got a whole nother way I'm feeling about that.
Oh, you've let us know
quite
that
a bit.
Like 2 weeks ago, me and you had a back and forth about the rotation at Izzo has experimented with so far this season, and I'm with you there.
Okay,
I want to see more of Marcus Bingham. He is a 7-footer who's got length.
Sure,
he can intimidate anybody who tries to come up in the paint. I want to see him play a lot of minutes tonight. I'm with you on that.
Yeah, you and me both. You know, and I think that they've got to find a way to, you know, Xavier Tillman has to be. He's going to be really critical. I mean, he's got a load up front that he's, you know, working on with Vernon Carey, who's one of the top freshmen in the country. But you know, another thing that Michigan State has going for them is that Duke doesn't typically score the ball all that well, and they're missing a Cassius of their own and Cassius Stanley as well, who's been a big part of their team. But Duke's sure going to have to get some kind of contribution, some kind of production out of Matthew Hurt, a guy who hasn't necessarily played all that well in the games that matter most for Duke.
So Cassius is out tonight for Duke.
That is correct.
He is hurt.
He is hurt. That
what,
is correct.
What, do you know what kind of injury it is?
Hamstring, if I'm not mistaken.
It's a hamstring.
I feel like somewhere right around the thigh area, I want to say hamstring.
Michigan State wins if...
Michigan State wins if they can find a way to control the front court of Duke in terms of, you know, rebounding, not getting back to the old Michigan State brand of basketball, not, you know, turning the ball over like crazy. That's kind of been their Achilles heel quite a bit. And they're going to have to find some more scoring to go along with Cassius Winston, because if I would have told you, hey, let's play Coach Al Martin here for a second. If you're drawing up a play and you need a basket and everybody's got their eyes focused on Cassius Winston, right, and he happens to get the ball inbounded to him and here they come with the trap or whatever the case may be, or even if he's not in the game, which I still got sour grapes about that against Virginia Tech, but that's a whole nother conversation.
We talked about that as well. Yeah.
We did. So if you have to give it to someone else, who's the guy?
Aaron Henry.
It is Aaron Henry.
It's Aaron Henry. I'm that confident now that it's Aaron Henry. Now, he is your go-to guy, okay. I believe, scoring-wise, overall, even with Cassius on the basketball
court. And against Duke, I don't feel really excited about that. But I know that you don't have a ton of options, or you may have too many options. Some people might say go with the hot hand. What if Henry doesn't have the hot hand that night and it's Gabe Brown or somebody else? I'm not sure. But one thing that they're definitely missing is, you know, that the outside perimeter shooting that Kenny Goins provided, even when he chased down a lot of rebounds last year. Same thing with Mac McQuaid. So it's going to be really interesting. And, man, it's going to be crazy. I heard they're doing the whole whiteout thing. So
they are.
I'm excited. I got the credential, Michigan State. I'm home, baby. Like, I'm ready to do it. Let's play it right now. Why we got to wait?
I'm so ready. And you know what? Before the game, I believe it's going to happen before the game. Mm-hmm. Draymond Green will be in town.
Mm-hmm.
You and I have been texting back and forth. Sure. Maybe Steve Kerr will be in the house.
Sure.
Maybe Klay Thompson and Steph Curry, the stars of that Golden State Warriors team. Mm-hmm. Real quick, with a minute left.
Sure.
Draymond Green and the career that he had here at Michigan State and going on to win championships with the Warriors, well-deserved, right?
Oh, absolutely. When you're talking about some of the best leaders, I think that arguably that's the best leader that Michigan State has seen in the history's program since Mateen Cleaves.
Definitely.
I think that it's right there and it's up there, and he's everything that Michigan State stands for. I'm really happy. I had a chance to talk to Draymond last night after the Hawks game. And
awesome.
He's excited about it, and I'm excited about it. You're excited about it. We're excited about it. It's going to be a grand time. I'm looking forward to it.
Score prediction real quick.
I don't do those, man.
What?
You know, you don't put me on the spot,
man.
I don't do those.
But we do them all the time here on Current Sports, so just give me something.
I'm going to take Sparty by three.
Sparty by three.
I don't know the numbers, but
no,
I'm going to take Sparty by three.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Take it to Vegas, folks.
Come on. Don't do that to me.
That does it for this Tuesday edition of Current Sports. Keep it locked to WKAR.org and Facebook.com/WKAR News for our coverage for all things Spartans and Blue Devils. Be easy, people.